Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
And right on the Carbless talking text line here, Michael chimes in. Jordan remembers when he didn't get his turkey leg. Packers by 2 TD. That was some bogus.
Yeah, going back last year, he ate good. Gonna eat
he
good.
Did. Yeah, they took the whole turkey back to locker room.
They did.
He's
they
had a
did.
Nice little run on Thanksgiving. I'm digging the Packers and Jordan Love on the stage.
He is 2-0.
2-0.
Impressive, impressive.
So I did a little exercise. I have the Thanksgiving cool. for the Green Bay Packers edition here.
Oh, I thought you meant actual exercise, which is why I cooled
cool.
you.
I did yesterday. I did do exercise in my Iron Jock long sleeve. Now I have.
So we just gonna skip? Are you just gonna skim over the whole Potawatomi thing?
What, your bingo? Yeah, we got to get to
how you brag? How he bragged? He took a whole segment about how he was supposed to most incredible bingo host. He was the most incredible bingo host ever. Remember, Brad?
We brought on Luis from Padua.
He's there were laughs in the background.
I heard
there
golf was. Claps for Ben.
Exactly.
I heard riotous for Kyle.
He was like, okay. Oh my God, I was the best ever. It was so exhilarating. It was great. And then as soon as, you know, he said, Kyle, you got a lot to live up to. Kyle lived up. He excelled. They asked me to come back. Luis said, oh my gosh, I heard you were amazing. We got to bring you back. Ben, forget Ben. And what does he do? Skim over it. He gave me 30 seconds. 30 seconds to bask in the glory.
I controlled the show.
Of how incredible I was. Slapping.
Somebody's calling in from Bingo last night talk about you.
Probably slapping hands. Slapping hands. They were cheering
slap
my
hands,
name.
Slap hands.
Got me a free drink. It was incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
Bravo, Kyle.
And she wanted to split it.
Good day. All right, I like that.
Diana McGuanago, you're up on the Carbless talking text line with KBN.
Hey, baby
Happy
girl.
Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dirty D, baby girl. What you eating tomorrow?
I'm going out to dinner with my brother and his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea.
Do you like her?
Do I like her? Yes, I do very much. She's very sweet.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dirty D.
I asked Rolf. I said, what does a girl got to do to get one of them those hoodies? And he tells me I got to win one, but I can never get through.
Lines be busy.
It's a lot of competition.
Lines are busy. We'll keep trying. We'll keep giving them away for our Iron Jock partnership that we love. And Brad and I are rocking those on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. So who are the Green Bay Packers when it comes to a family member and what they would bring to a Thanksgiving dinner? I'll let ChatGPT tell us the story. We start with Matt LaFleur. He's going to bring store-bought mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Plays it safe. Won't take the big swing. Shows up with something fine, but never spectacular.
I feel attacked. That's me.
Oh, really? I thought you were the foremost expert on cooking on Thanksgiving.
No, my taste buds know what tastes good, and my eyes tell me when people can cook. Now, eyes tell you, you ain't the one.
Josh Jacobs smokes the turkey. He's the uncle who takes over the backyard smoker, rock steady, reliable, does the hardest job, and makes it look easy.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Like that
just
one.
Like Strofe.
I like that one.
takes over the hardest job and makes it look easy.
Emmanuel Wilson, not a name I think would pop up.
Wow.
But he's the surprise dish that steals the show. The cousin nobody invited to bring food, but he shows up with mac and cheese so good, everyone's talking about it.
Baked? Gotta be if it's Emmanuel
Wilson.
Yeah,
if it's that good, it's gotta be baked.
Yeah, of course.
Unexpected breakout. He might carry the offense on Sunday if needed. Why are we serving this all year?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, slow down now.
Slow down.
Because it's very special when you get it in small doses. You don't want to burn it out so you don't want it no
this
more.
This one's one of my favorites. Micah Parsons. He doesn't bring food. He brings a utensil. What utensil does he bring?
The butcher knife.
The carving knife, carving. Kyle. He's the intense uncle who slices the turkey like it owes him money. He's not talking. He's not smiling. He's locked in. He brings the violence, carves up quarterbacks, and he's a tone setter in every games. Every game.
Hmm. You don't mess with that uncle with that carving knife.
You sure don't.
That's locked
you don't,
in.
You don't touch that because they're very particular. Move.
You're doing it all wrong.
I got a car in the electric.
Don't you grab that leg.
He got the electric carving knife, too. That's the good one. That's how you know it's good. That's that Micah Parsons when the electric, because he's electric.
What's Rashawn Gary bringing?
Quarterbacks.
Cookies.
The dish that he always talks about but rarely delivers.
Oh, wow.
The cousin who says for 3 years he's going to make the sweet potato casserole, and every year it's, quote, not his best work.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Flash this player Savage. Shows up occasionally, too many games where he disappears.
ChatGPT said this.
That's why they said it. That's why it fits.
Whoever's feeding the ChatGPT algorithm obviously is very negative.
So
that's spot on.
It's Ben. It's ChatGPT.
That's true.
I did lead the witness on this one because I wrote in Kyle once said a baruse about this player.
Oh.
Christian Watson brings green bean casserole that looks amazing, but you know it'll fall apart.
Oh my gosh.
Flash plays, big drops, and injury history.
Man, that is
that's from you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about taking ownership of that one?
I mean, it's spot on. I mean, is it not? Do we wince every time we see him make a play?
Well, I see Devonta Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles had 3 injury designations. It was like illness, shoulder, and chest. So I was like, they got a Christian Watson too.
Yeah, he actually just plays more though.
Well, it was just funny that one game when he left mid-game and he had 3 injuries from one play.
Yeah, he got his hit hard.
Shout out to him because he's actually been awesome for the Green Bay Packers.
Phenomenal.
Any others that you guys want to chime in with the ideation flowing, 800-990-3776, which Green Bay Packer, player, coach, GM, president, who are they in the family and what are they bringing to Thanksgiving? 800-990-3776.
Well, our big mama just retired and passed the torch. Big mama was Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy used to be the one pulling all the strings.
I don't know if Ed Policy gives Big Mama vibes.
Well, no, he's the new generation. He's the new Big Mama. Got to pass the torch at some point.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is at Ed Policy's house this year.
Yeah, for the first time.
Everything's very put together, very organized. It was very chaotic at Mark Murphy's, but always delivered.
But he may push the people bringing food to take some big swings.
Yeah. Mark Murphy, though, how can we forget in prior Thanksgivings? He'd always be the guy that makes the toast, you know, says the prayer, but it goes on way too long. He's making off-color jokes. It's just like, Mark Murphy, just say grace and let's move on.
No! I want him to make the jokes.
He keeps on going.
He's getting the immature people to chuckle during the prayer.
He wants people to laugh during the prayer.
You know who Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine is. They're the class clowns at the Thanksgiving. They're the guys.
The kids' table?
The cousins that go sneak off for a little bit and come back and with, you know, some Visine a little bit in their pocket. They them cousins. They the goo. I mean, look, they're confident. No, they think they fine. Like, they think they're great.
It's pretty good.
No, it's true. It's true. Like, they think, oh, no, we good. Can't nobody tell. We're fine. I'm going to X out all these receivers that I destroyed this year. Shout out to the Packers.
I'm gonna talk
corner.
Some trash to Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I mean Carrington Valentine make one play. He ready to celebrate, boy. And then next play he getting stiff arm. But you know, hey, shout out to them. They've been doing a good job.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Who's Joe Barry? Joe Barry.
The divorced uncle that keeps
Who's Jeff Halfley?
Oh, I'm gonna say Joe Barry's the guy that got divorced. The divorced uncle that keep popping up.
Oh my god.
They're like back together again.
Damn, Rick Nation.
Yeah, sure. that uncle that why he gotta be here. Don't you see we got a new you? Look at he out the outside looking.
I know
in.
You might still be on the payroll, but doesn't mean you're invited.
Yeah, like oh dang, move, Joe. Jeff, who is Jeff Halfley?
Dave from Aaron, McKinney is the canned cranberry sauce, always holding his form.
Okay.
Interesting.
I don't want McCain.
Jay Love bringing the gravy so he can pour it on like he will against the Lions.
Oh, okay, wow.
That's spicy. I like that.
He said Jay Love is the gravy?
To continue on, I like that one. Jay Love, he is the gravy. He makes everything better tasting, right? He's the thing that combines. You throw it on the turkey, you throw it on the mashed potatoes, the stuffing. He masks everything. Makes it all taste better.
Who's Rich Bisaccia?
Ooh. Oh, Rich Bisaccia is something he's that's burnt. The burnt pie.
Yeah.
The burnt pie. He's the person that just he says every year he comes and I'm going to make this pie. And also, wait a minute. I forgot. Here
flag
it is.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, the burnt crust everywhere. It's like, eat around it. That's what he is.
Kyle, who's Jordan Morgan?
he went for fourths, fifths, and he's getting moved around by everybody.
And Jordan Morgan might be Kyle Walls. He shows up, eats, but doesn't contribute. He shows up, gets paid.
You're not
and
a
does
first
nothing.
I like
that.
No.
Yeah.
I show up.
But wait a minute. I imagine if you pulled Kyle's family of like the cousin they'd most want to see, I bet he's probably a first round selection.
Oh, yeah, wow. Joe Barry's cousin Eddie.
100%. Who's cousin Eddie?
I'm pretty sure that is a National Lampoon's.
Yes. Who was Cousin Eddie in like the
Joe Barry?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've never seen.
If Jair was on the team, he'd be a cousin that doesn't show up anymore.
Well, that's true. He always on his way.
Or he shows up and always has conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah.
He's like, come on, can we just watch the game?
Cut them one loose.
I don't want those conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah. Shout out to everyone who's about to indulge in politics talk at their family Thanksgiving.
It's always easy in my house.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yeah. Echo chamber. That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice echo chamber.
Most families are.
It makes it easy.
It does. It makes it very pleasant, those conversations.
It does.
Pleasant's not the right word, but there's a lot of things going on.
Dude, at my house is pleasant. We all yell about the same thing. It's great.
Yeah, we don't. we do not.
Jordan Morgan is for sure the cousin that goes on a walk before dinner, returns with an aroma, doesn't talk the rest of the dinner, leaves without saying goodbye, but low-key made a plate to go.
So they're just calling Jordan Morgan a stoner?
Worthless addition to the...
Goody's the guy who goes to the grocery store and then just plops the bag on the counter and say, figure it out.
That's true.
Take it out. I'm going to go have a drink.
It's kind of his job.
It's kind of his job.
He pays for the groceries and he's not cooking. Yeah.
He said, I'll pay for it, but you figure it out. I'll go get this. You figure it out.
Yeah, Jeff Halfley's probably
a bad guy to keep around.
You know who Jeff Halfley is? Jeff Halfley is the person. It's just my family. I'm thinking because my family, we used to do both sides, right? My mom's side, my dad's side.
Same time?
I was so blessed that both sides of my family came together at my parents' house. Started at my grandma's house, but then my parents' house. But everybody still cooked their meal. So you got two mac and cheeses. You got two dressings. He got multiple things. And the thing is, you got some folks who bring the plate that you really like more. He's the guy that basically Matt LaFleur makes the mac and cheese that he's been making for a while, and then Jeff Halfley comes to make new mac and cheese, and now everybody wants that mac and cheese because everybody wants him to be the coach.
Yeah, like lobster mac and cheese, really good lobster mac and cheese.
He's that new cool person that comes
around
the food.
New cool kid on the block.
Yeah. He's really fun to talk.
People are talking about him outside of your home, about how he's great around the community, a.k.a. other teams.
When you have a conversation with him, you're like, gosh, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, maybe we need to move one guy around. Maybe you don't need to make that mac and cheese no more, Matt. Maybe you don't need to call him.
Leave the mac and cheese to me.
Yeah, leave it to Jeff Halfley. This is fun. I enjoy it.
That was fun.
I am so hungry. I don't think y'all understand. I have been thinking about Thanksgiving for days now. I cannot wait to eat. But unfortunately, the way my family operates, who knows what time we're going to be having dinner.
Well,
I asked my mama.
No,
she said,
it's not prom?
We know this. It's like showing up to the barbecue.
I don't know what time we're supposed to go. And my fiance, she'd be like, what time, baby? Stop asking me. I don't know. I don't. We're just going to show up at 3:30, and then when the food's ready.
But what we do know is Brad is catering Thanksgiving, which is why he's able to tell you while he's building a closet for his young son.
Oh, that's right. Any project that you have, just like we had for baby Will and his new closet, Lifetime Home Services has for you. That project, you're thinking about it inside your home. whatever it is. Lifetime Home Services can take care of it because their menu of items that think they can tackle is out of this world. For us, it was custom closets for our new baby. It could be full home renovations, basement, bathroom, kitchen. It could be cleaner air, HVAC. It could be epoxy floors. These guys are pros at epoxy floors. It could be anything when it comes to cabinetry, organization, whatever it is. I want you to challenge them. I want you to say, you know what? I wonder if Lifetime Home Services does this. Give them a call. I know they're going to be able to say yes, and you're going to want to say yes to them because for over 30 years, Lifetime has trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their home safer and better looking. Trusted solutions, Lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
We've made an upgrade to pole position, and this would be Strofe coming to me and doing the I'm calling for the ball segment. So pole position success is based off Strofe delivering. Coming up next on Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Kid's got the longest rope in radio.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You could take that one of two ways, and I agree with both.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, King. I see you. The confidence.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We did our Green Bay props and preview today with the game tomorrow, and it's always brought to you by Sit Means Sit, because we give the dog of the game. Kyle was right on with the owner of Sit Means Sit, who popped on quickly, or told Tausch after the game. He was up there. He's like, Emmanuel Wilson was the dog of the game. So you guys were in sync this past one.
I met him. He's a good guy.
And if your dogs don't always listen to you, ask yourself, why don't they listen to what I say? You can look no further than Sit Means Sit, and Matt's team can have that consultation with you and help you have that happy, confident, and obedient dog. Contact Sit Means Sit Dog Training in Milwaukee or Waukesha to get that free consultation. SitMeansSit.com. Check out the Milwaukee or Waukesha pages. Kyle Bruston-Nortman with you till 5 o'clock, leading into the Homer Hour. Hope your travels are being safe and pleasant as we'll continue to get you ready for Lions and Packers tomorrow. And part of that will be with Alex Strofe here on pole position. And my best bet later, because it's the Packers Lions.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is pole position.
Pole position time. I'm Kyle Bruston-Nortman. Other shows across the ESPN Wisconsin landscape have questions they couldn't answer for themselves. So,
and
that's where we come in. We'll get to that. Don't guarantee something we can't guarantee, because I imagine this might take up some of our time.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
So Jim, Matt, and Molly, weekdays 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison, did a season-long, college football season-long, just about, not counting this the past 2 weeks. College football bet, where each loser or whoever lost had a payoff. Ryan Wollersheim, Wally, our buddy.
Is he on the board or they're on the show?
They're on their show, yeah.
Can we cue him in? Oh, my God. We have to. See if we can get Jim, Matt, and Molly right now.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Because I don't know what this is.
Well, we'll effort for that. For now, let's get to the goodies.
So Ryan Wollersheim lost the bet. And what he had to do was go on a blind date.
Oof.
That's not so bad. It's good for
it's
him.
It's Wally, though.
You know, it's good for
why
him.
Why did he contact me before? I could have boosted his confidence.
So here is Ryan Wollersheim on how his blind date went last Saturday before the Badgers game.
Is that we went into this, and I was thinking that this blind date was going to be a terrible, awkward, bad punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a punishment at all. I was honestly very... I was very happy with the outcome, and honestly, the fact that it actually ended up working out this way is pretty crazy. Like,
is he getting a second date?
That sounds like a man that went on a blind date and got a little bit more than he expected.
I'm not gonna lie, you don't hear a lot of pep in his step. That's pep.
That was confidence. Yep.
There's 40 seconds more of this clip, but that's where I cut it off. Would you like to hear the rest?
Oh, I'm in trees.
It's pretty cool. So
yeah, none of us were gonna have a good time if we lost the bet. Ryan unfortunately lost and won.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
A little bit.
He won by losing.
Everything happens for a reason.
Ryan won by losing.
Hashtag karma. He's got good karma coming his way. Yes.
There was like four puns in that.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, yeah.
There's not only the Brett Bielema callback, there's good karma brands.
That's only two.
I'm
glad. Like, where were the other?
I won.
He is loving life.
He's slap happy.
He is loving. I've never seen that kind of energy from Wally.
That said, Who had a better Saturday, the Badgers football team or Ryan Wollershot?
Oh, Ryan Wollershot.
Not even close.
The Badgers already beat a ranked team at home. Ryan Wollershot hasn't seen a girl in 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Badgers ended day drought. It sounds like Ryan did, too.
His drought was much more painful, sad,
and lonely.
Thank goodness he closed it up. I want to know what this girl looked like.
I want to know everything.
Maybe Wally's finally taking our advice. You know, just trying to like put himself out there more, be a little looser.
How did they find this woman? Like, who set this up? Did Molly Brown, downtown Molly Brown, set this up?
Well, I'd love to know the details.
I really want to know.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk. What happened?
I have devastating news.
No.
You set us up.
No, I literally just texted him. What'd I didn't know this.
What'd he say?
That made it sound to me like he would see her again.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Did I hear that he rushed the field and left her?
He went to the game?
Am I on to something, Strofe?
No.
The mistake I made was that, like I talked about, we stormed the field. Like, we didn't really storm the field. I calmly walked down
on the field with the 65-year-olds. Yes.
And it actually ended up being that I just walked down on the field with the 65-year-olds because she was not interested in going on the field.
She didn't go with you?
She came
and you
down.
You left her?
Well, because that's at that point where I'm like, do I go on the field right now?
No, you don't.
You hang out.
No.
You hang
that's
with her.
That's as bad
the whole
as
time.
Not offering her the jacket, like we said. When she gets cold,
I'm not saying this is definitely it, Ryan. Maybe it just wasn't chemistry. But I'm not saying like, there's definitely things that I want to do that Jen has no interest in doing, and I will just go do. You know what I mean? Like, and it hasn't been a deal breaker yet. So I'm not saying that's a deal breaker, but in the infancy of a relationship, you don't leave that person alone. Don't dwell on that. That's probably not the reason.
David Deerfield
she said
says,
it wasn't, but, yeah.
Ryan.
He's hopeless.
Why would
he is
do
hopeless.
That?
He's an idiot.
It wasn't even like a marquee moment. It was just, it was a second field storm.
He is hopeless.
I texted him and I said, are you seeing the blind date again? We're discussing on pole position. He just responded with a clip. He texted me that link to that video we just listened to.
Oh, so he killed it. He killed whatever was blossoming and blooming. He cut it off at the root.
I love him.
You need to put a bug in his ear when he goes on these dates and tell him what to do
like
and what not to do.
Like a practical joker
style. Yeah, you know. But this ain't no joke. This is serious. He's going to be lonely.
Did they do that in Hitch for one of them?
Yeah.
He's looking at me.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But they tell him what to do and how to act. And he throws it out. He throws out the earpiece and he starts dancing and being himself.
Oh,
man. Oh, man.
That is stupid. That he has no idea. That man is how old? He is too grown to be running on a damn field and leaving a lady. What is your goal?
Especially when it went so well.
He's happy being lonely. He's happy being on a drought.
It's the only explanation.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
The Sahara Desert strikes again.
Yeah, I was so happy for him. And now I'm just like, he deserved what he got. He left a lady. She said, no, I don't want to do it. He said, well, bye. What?
She probably said, hey, do you want to go back and hang out in my apartment? No, I want to storm the field.
Yeah, this is too important to me.
They beat Illinois. Like, I won't have a chance to do this again. That's just terrible. She deserved better.
What are we doing?
Man, he was able to get her not only to go to dinner before, but then to a game after. Like, she was vibing.
Yeah.
She was vibing with him.
So was he. Just in his own way. Anything
else for
pole position?
He chose the Badgers over a lady.
I'm actually speechless. I swear on my life
Strofe,
I didn't know this.
This was supposed to be a celebration.
You know how I called that? I thought I heard rumblings. I know how connected you are to what's going on in the content world. You've been lying a lot on the show. Hand to your girlfriend, yep. Patricia, your mom,
yep. All of them.
That you didn't know that last part of the clip was going to be
he rushed the field
without her.
I did not know that. No.
Look at his face.
I didn't know that.
He's stunned. Distraught. He cannot believe
this. He's sickened.
I thought he finally did it, okay? I spent Halloween with Ryan Wollershot, and there were pretty girls everywhere. And I was like, brother, I can try to wingman it for you. Otherwise, like, you're handsome. You can just go say what's up. And, we know how that ended. And
what do you mean? Like, did he go say what's up?
No, he didn't say what's up. And listen, hell no.
Thank you, Kyle.
He just looked at the pretty girls in short skirts and everything, nurse outfits, and just said, boy, I wish I could talk to them.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That seems pretty freaking obvious.
It took the sales out of you.
Well, here's the thing, man. Look, I am by no means a relationship expert. I have failed many more times than I've succeeded. Luckily, I'm starting to succeed, I think. But that's hot. She doesn't want to go. You don't go. It's your first date.
Easy money. Easy. You don't even think twice about it.
He's an idiot.
I don't even care what she looks like.
Got like Super Bowl tickets, and it's like you either go to the Super Bowl. It's storming the field of Camp Randall when the team stinks.
He's an enigma, man. He's successful. He's hardworking. He's good looking. I just don't get it.
He's got. I don't know. Maybe he's insecure about something. I don't know. That's all I can go to.
I mean, ain't gotta be something because he it sounds like he had some served up on a platter and he said, nah, I'd rather just go on the field.
So she cut it off between. So I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. What day is it today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
So Monday, they posted the clip that it went really well. And then Tuesday, yesterday, they posted the clip that she ended. So she must have ended it Monday night.
Wait a minute. He thought he can leave her on in the stands, and he thought that went really well.
So what? They never connected on Saturday night to be like,
Wooly will never get married, and you can take that to the bank.
Oh wow! I hope that's not the case for him. But he has a fundamental shift in how he looks at these relationships. Wow.
You can take that to the bank.
You can't take that to the bank.
One of you two idiots.
Well, I'm just saying I'm enthralled in this story, but also I'm enthralled in Citizens Bank. Like, you should be as well. And you know when things just feel right? That's how it is with Citizens Bank. From the moment you walk in or even just hop on their app, you feel like you are somewhere you actually belong. And it's not just about a checking account, a savings account, or getting mortgages or mortgage rates. It's all about they genuinely care about you. And that's the most important thing. When you're doing business with somebody, you want somebody who can respond. I just messaged them today. What happened? Got a message right back because they have a great app. So if you're looking for a new banking home, look no further than Citizens Bank, because when you're banking with Citizens Bank, you feel more like a partner. I'm telling you, check out Citizens Bank at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. CitizensBankWI.bank, that is banking where you belong.
We're going to throw a moment of silence.
Utterly devastating.
Moment of silence during our break for Ryan Wollersheim, who will forever be alone. Packers Lions next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I have never seen BBL together. I've seen BBQ.
Yeah.
Barbecue. I've seen other things like that. I've never seen BBL.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Heading to a Milwaukee Bucks game, make Potawatomi Sportsbook your spot and catch a shuttle to Fiserv Forum. After you purchase a drink or a bet, you'll get a wristband at the bar or the betting counter upon request, and you'll have that wristband to board the shuttle leaving Pottawatomie. Wristbands are not required for those return shuttles. Seating is limited, and on a first-come, first-served basis, pickups and drop-offs will be at the annex next to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Shuttles depart departing 1 hour and 15 minutes before the game, and then return shuttles third quarter nonstop until 1 hour after the game. Bet above the rest. And also, for the Admirals game on the 29th, you can do this as well. You know, let's hit a best bet because it involves how I see this game playing out on Thursday.
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets. Sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Packers, Lions, over-under is 49 points. I don't see this becoming a shootout. I really don't. I think with Josh Jacobs coming back, Matt LaFleur loves him some Josh Jacobs. He loves establishing the run. And I think even with Emmanuel Wilson, with what he did, he's going to want to lean on both of them to move the football. And I think if they can possess the ball, like the Packers game plan needs to be the game plan that has been against the Packers from a Carolina and Giants. And even the way that they attacked the Vikings, and then they were finally able to get up by double digits, and then those game plans against the Packers didn't work. But for the Packers, they need to shorten this game. And then they need to make Jared Goff uncomfortable, which they showed that they could in week one. Micah Parsons will have his presence felt on national television on Thanksgiving. As we said earlier, he's the guy who on Thanksgiving brings the carving knife because he's all business, ready to go to work, staring you down, ready to take you down.
He's going to carve up some Goff.
So even if there's those long drives that the Lions have, it's do you believe this defense in those moments where they need to push them out of the third and four where they're going to run it? Or a quick pass because they know they're going to go for on fourth down. Can this defense come through? And I just believe that this under 49 will play out as like the – it might get close, but I don't see this getting in the 24 to 27 plus range. I see it as a 23 to 17. It's a divisional game. They played each other once. I don't think you're going to see – the Packers give up those explosive plays due to this defensive line. So under 49 total points in the Green Bay Packers-Detroit Lions game.
Well, if that happens, I think it benefits the Packers. And even to your point, taking the opponent's script against the Packers, using that against the Lions, I think that's very well said. And even if the Packers' defense, even if you can't completely put a lid on this Lions offense, make them earn it. Make him go 8 minutes down the field. I don't want to see any major explosive plays from Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't want to see any 40-yard passes to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I want to see them have to force and slowly slug their way down the field. Maybe it is a touchdown. Maybe it's a field goal. But at least it's slowing them down. You're minimizing possessions. If they can do that, I think they'll have some success on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. The Green Bay Packers have really allowed – God bless you, kid.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to sneeze out of your chair.
For real, though. The explosive plays
My mic was off again. How do you hear that?
Because you're loud as hell.
You are.
You scream. It's Hajoo!
That's true. It's very true. You just got to take all the attention.
Sure do.
Should I leave the mic on next time loud it is?
Might as well. But my whole point is I'm right there with you guys simply because the Green Bay Packers, one thing this defense has done consistently is limiting explosive plays. It's a rarity to see it. Really, the biggest play I can remember was Devontae Smith having that touchdown catch because it's so rare to see such a big explosive play against that defense. And so I think the Green Bay Packers are able to do that, and that's why teams have to drive it down the field. The Lions are beat up, right? They're injured. I think
Packers are a little too.
But their offensive line, three or four of their offensive linemen are beat up, limited in practice. They got a center that trying to bring in an old center because they got an undrafted guy to put in that center. The Green Bay Packers defense is going to be able to control the line of scrimmage, which is going to be able to limit Jahmyr Gibbs, which puts the Green Bay Packers in a great position to keep that score low.
So I want to stay on the Jahmyr Gibbs thing. The most important thing that I think the Packers have going for them is – it hurts to not have Quay Walker. He's questionable.
That was a good point by Rob.
But what Jahmyr Gibbs has done is he has that like ridiculous speed
burst.
Where if he gets to the second level, he can turn it into a home run every time. But who I believe in is the Evan Williams and the Xavier McKinney's of the world to not let, like, he's going to have some chunk plays. But it can only be 20, 25. It can't be the 45, 50.
I don't think, because we don't get into all the nitty-gritty, I don't think we understand how great, and I say great, not good, great a safety play we have had this year. I'm talking about limiting explosive plays, but also the ability to tackle, right? You've seen it before, Xavier McKinney.
Oh, we
takes
used to
a great
cry
angle.
About yeah, no, the way before, the Packers
yeah.
tackle.
The safe, Evan Williams and McKinney are exceptional at what they do. We
really
have
good
a
point,
great
Kyle.
Back end. And so that plays a great role in helping on tomorrow.
Kyle, bravo. Might be your best point of the week.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. I literally pointed this out, though. I'm confused. You're saying, I was like, Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney are going to be key.
That was also me saying it was a little bit of a low bar for Kyle this week.
Oh wow.
Very disingenuous.
Just as low as the bar we have for that ham he's cooking.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't disingenuous. It was genuine.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good point.
That's funny. And he took a shot. As you were trying to help him, he took a shot at your nasty ham you're cooking your grandpa.
It's going
to
be a delicious ham, and I don't really care what you guys say anymore.
You're going to send a picture, right?
Yeah, you said you're going to send pictures all the
I cannot wait
to see
this picture.
I made flautas last night. I didn't take a picture.
Kyle's best bet of the week, that ham will be disgusting. Kyle's best bet of the week, everybody's going to say, okay, all right, well, I guess we have no other options. Everybody's best bet, they'll never ask you to make ham again.
We did talk briefly about Ryan Wollersheim, our teammate on ESPN Madison right now, who went on a blind date. He hasn't scored anything in terms of having a relationship or having success with the ladies for a long, long time. Somebody of his age group chimes in our office. Full-time Will. Most girls are temporary. Field storming is forever. It's actually a solid point.
That generation's cooked. I feel bad.
The priorities are so out of whack.
Gen Z ladies, I feel so bad.
Spot the lie, though. Field stormings last forever in your memories.
Even a temporary girl is better than field storming.
Hello, I don't hear guys talking about stories of the time that they rushed the field, but they sure do have listing times about, oh man, I remember that wild night with her.
Temporary. Tell us about Bank 5-9.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about Bank 5-9. It's the end of the week, so you're probably cashing that check. Time that check does a little bit of earning for you.
Hey, they use some of that check to tell the stories about the good times.
That's exactly right. And at Bank 5-9, there's no better place because they earned the prestigious Community Choice Award for Best Bank in the Milwaukee area, been named a top workplace for 16 straight years. So you already know their customers and their employees are beyond satisfied. Not only that, though, Bank 5-9's mission, make lives better. And they do that through volunteerism, charitable giving all throughout southeastern Wisconsin, a true commitment to making lives better everywhere and for everyone in this southeastern Wisconsin area. So if you want to see how Bank 5-9 can make your life better, whether it be as an employee, as a customer, or whatever it is, then visit the local bank branch near you. There's 14 of them, or just go online. Go to bank59.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
I mean this with all due respect. But when it comes to Strofe cooking this ham and, like, claiming to be a chef, when I look at Strofe and you just look at him,
Kyle Brust and Nordman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brust and Nordman.
Joining us now is Homer, as he does on Wednesdays.
Homer, you still think the defense sucks?
Well, hang on.
No, I don't think it sucks. I think it's good, and I felt bad about yesterday. I was too negative.
Well, you know what? That reflection. I enjoy that, Homer.
It takes a big man to say that.
So you.
I mean, I don't think I was wrong, but I think it was too negative.
What you say about this team is you can't trust them.
Right.
So when you head into a game against the Lions, where do you have this game playing out?
Well, I want to see what the defense did. That kid's a phenomenal running back. I'll be shocked if he's under 150.
Well, they were able to keep him under 150 week one.
But the last 4 weeks, the running game for other teams has done well, but that has been...
Right. So, yeah, we have that. That's all on what the two of you said is with the issues, the defense. But they certainly have the players, the Packers do, that they could get hot defensively like they did in 2010.
Mm.
But the inability to stop the run, to me, is a major concern over the last few weeks. And not only the Lions, but the Bears.
Yeah, Bears run the ball, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So yeah. That could very well determine. I mean, let's imagine you're with another team. You're the Lions. Hey, we're running!
You know what's odd about that is that the Eagles didn't run the ball like that. It's been the bad teams that have been able to
play. The Eagles
play
have been a mess
game.
Offense.
The Packers early in the season did a pretty good job at stopping the run. It's only recently against
bad
teams.
Yeah, they were top five against the run until the last 4 weeks.
Yeah,
now
strange.
They keep slipping down the rankings.
If I told you, would you take Rico Dotto, would you take Saquon Barkley, or would you take Tyrone Tracy and whoever
Devin
else?
Devin Singletary.
If you had to pick a running back, which one would chop up the Packers, you would say Saquon. So I'm just saying, it's kind of weird. Weird that the defense wasn't able to slow down these average running backs, but were able to stop Saquon. They seem to elevate their game in the big moments.
Whose offensive line would you take? I mean, the Eagles have been a mess offensively all year in terms of
inconsistent. Going into the Panther game, that they had the most variation of offensive linemen in the NFL till that point. So it makes no sense. And I know Rico's a a good running back, but the O-line dominated the Packers.
You're almost proving yes. Comer's point for
My point is they're able to run the ball. I mean, that's what I would do against the Packers.
Yeah.
It's almost like a high school. What are we going to run? Just hand the ball off and run up the middle.
Yeah.
Like, if you asked everyone right now, would you rather see Jared Goff beat you or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Jared Goff.
Absolutely.
If Jahmyr Gibbs is beating you, it's over.
You know what's crazy about that? Jared Goff, I believe, in not this year, but the previous year when he played the Packers, wasn't he like 18 for 18 at a point or something like that? Didn't he chop us up? Or maybe that was a different game.
That's a different game.
But he was chopped us up.
But again,
efficiency.
Outdoors in the snow before Thanksgiving, it was an ugly 24-14 game. I think
that's right.
The Lions won, and then obviously when they played the next time, it was 31-28 or 34-31.
We were down
because I know that the Packers had the ball before they gave it back to the Lions, and I was like, all right, this is like the Jordan Love. You got to find a way to get a touchdown here, and they've kicked the field goal.
But even if they lose to Detroit, which I think they will, I'm just not that bothered. The Packers are a good team. They got a number of games left, and they'll win enough of them to get in, and let's see what happens.
Homer, you ever play King of the Hill when you were a kid?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So you're familiar with it.
This is a game that is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Many generations.
So if the NFC Norths were a King of the Hill, right? Dan Campbell's King of the Hill right now, right? But you're about to, he's kind of losing his ground a little bit. If Matt LaFleur and the Packers, particularly if they put together a good game plan.
He just slipped on the top of the snow and Matt LaFleur can push him off.
That's right. Do you think that a Packer victory on Thanksgiving would be enough to dethrone Dan Campbell for King of the Hill?
No.
Who is?
They're not what they were. It's kind of like the Eagles. I mean, the Lions.
So his throne is a little bit shaky.
I'm not even sure he's King of the Hill anymore.
He was
nobody.
There's no King of the Hill.
I don't know. When you were two straight NFC North. There's a such thing as a weak, vulnerable king, Homer.
There's such a thing as a what? Yeah.
Weak and vulnerable king.
Someone has to be king of the NFC North.
No. Well, ask me when the season's over.
Homer. We got to keep a pulse of that. It's an ongoing game.
Brad just gave Homer the Homer.
Homer. Someone gets thrown off, and then someone else gets up there and throws that guy
off. Yeah, right.
Look at that backbone, Brad.
When it's changing every week, it's hard to be that excited about being there that week.
I kind of like this pragmatic type approach here by Homer.
Pragmatic?
He's being direct. But Homer, here's my question for you. Since you're in this mentality, are you afraid of the Rams? Do you think there's any team in the NFC that the Packers can't beat?
No, there's they
my
can,
man.
Well, but my the problem man. Is that's why to me, I just see this as like the Packers when they first got Reggie White. This is the start of the process. They're not going to win it this year, but the question is to feel better, know who you have,
so
and what you
Michael
have to
Parsons
add.
Is Reggie White like?
Yes, of course he is. Yes, but it's the beginning.
It's the days where
Reggie White didn't. Win a title the first year he showed up in Green Bay. They had to add a number of other things in order to get it done.
He was here 3 years before that? Was it his third year they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it was, yeah. 90,
came in 93.
Yeah, but you can say the acceleration where they're at right now, and if they move on from some guys like Rashawn Gary and you know, like save some money there, they can go get better pieces around Micah Parsons if they really want to go after it.
Yeah, I would much rather – off-season talk, but I would much rather let Rashawn go, sign somebody else who's been effective, and draft somebody on the edge.
We will see. I mean, that would be it, but we don't have to go there, I guess. You're right, because they have a season in front of them where they're 7-3-1.
And you know what? Michael Parsons says he thinks they have the best pass rush duo in the NFL.
I don't believe anything.
Well, no.
That's
what he said.
I know. Let's make a list of all the things that he said.
I
didn't know this about him. He's like the most positive person. What is the most negative thing he said about anybody regarding the Packers?
I think he says, Packers.
Yes, every player. Oh, man, this is the best he's ever been. I didn't know Micah
good
Parsons
teammate.
Was like that. It's fine.
He's a great teammate.
Great teammate and even better player.
But you had teammates when they talk, you go, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But he seems genuine.
There he goes again.
What do you mean he seems genuine?
No, I know he seems like
Homer,
you think he genuinely believes him and Rashawn Gary?
Gary's a good pass rusher. I don't know about
Homer, is Ben Brust one of the top 15 Wisconsin men's basketball players since the year 2000?
Since the year 2000?
Yeah, quarter century team.
Sure, yeah.
He was left off the list.
I think that's fair.
I mean, he could be number 16 or 17. I don't know. Who's on the list? That's what I want to know. You got to tell me people on the list.
I mean, you had Trayvon Hughes. You had Jordan Taylor.
Yeah, well, no.
I mean,
you can look on the list and say, hey, Ben Brush should be ahead of that guy. Until you do that, we're just...
John Tonja. He should be ahead of him.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, what did he do? Only one year.
Oh, no.
Homer.
Yes,
he had
did,
a great single-year
performance.
Yes, he had 1 year. That's like saying you can't put Russell Wilson on the Badgers because only 1 year.
Russell Wilson went to a Rose Bowl.
Ben, you ain't on that list. Go Pack.
You really think you're above him?
You had a longer, better career.
It's longer.
Yeah.
On the all-time three-point record.
On your best day.
Didn't have more threes than me in a year.
Again.
He had more points.
Again. Did you ever have a year as good as his?
In guard system, I would have.
I've never heard this part of this song before.
I don't think that was part of the top 15. In guard system, I would have. Okay. You're close, but you got to have another one other than that.
I agree. I don't know why you did this. I agree with you guys.
No, you might be. I just want to know one word that you say, hey. Now, you're
Brad Homer, Davidson. We got to get the Rain Man.
Rain Man next in 2 minutes.